The final day of the Supreme Court's current term is tomorrow, and the justices are expected to hand down rulings in several important cases. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg is here. Hi, Nina.
Hi, John.
What cases will be featured tomorrow?
Probably the biggest one, as far as most people are concerned, is the question of the Ten Commandments and when or how it can be displayed on public property, taxpayer property. There are two cases, one from Texas involving a giant stone monument, the other involving the display of the Ten Commandments in a frame in a courthouse in Kentucky. And the court is going to lay out when and under what circumstances the Ten Commandments can be displayed. And it may say any time. It may say under certain circumstances. I suspect it's not going to say anything that will lead to a headline that says, Court Vetoes Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm. Any other big cases?
There's a big case called Grokster. Grokster is the name of a file-sharing service. You remember Napster. You wanted to get a particular song. They would get it for you and give it to you. Mm-hmm. Well, that got declared illegal. Then comes along Grokster and other services, and they don't get the song for you or the movie, but the software is able to. So you can go out on the internet and get it for yourself from John Itzy, who's got it, who's, let's say, downloaded a movie into his hard drive. And the question is whether that's a copyright violation and whether they're liable for damages for stealing this stuff. And the Supreme Court is going to tell us, number one, the answer to that question, and number two, what the standard is for when and how to determine whether there's a copyright violation. This is obviously a case worth billions and billions of dollars, and I'm not sure that anybody can stem the tide, but we're going to see if they can in court to begin with.
Now, there's also something called an orders list that journalists are particularly interested in.
Yeah, the court puts out a list. This will be its last list tomorrow on what case it's going to hear next term. It'll add more cases later. But one of the cases that's on the list for consideration involves the question of reporters' privilege. Can reporters protect their sources? And it stems from this case involving the Valerie Plame case, who was outed as an undercover CIA operative by Robert Novak. And then there's this criminal investigation to find out who in the White House, if anybody, told. And two reporters, Judith Miller from the New York Times and Matt Cooper from Time Magazine, have refused to testify and been cited for contempt of court and will go to jail if the court doesn't want to review their case. So we're going to find out about that, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, hanging over all of the Supreme Court news right now is the case of Chief Justice Rehnquist, who's ill with thyroid cancer, and there's a lot of speculation that he's going to retire. Bring us up to date on that. What do we know?
You know, covering the Supreme Court occasionally is a little bit like covering the Kremlin. you don't really know that much. You're reading tea leaves. But here we have a Chief Justice who has been really gravely ill this term and still has persevered, has not lost his marbles in any way, obviously is in some physical distress. He's still got a trach in his throat. That's the way he can breathe. And he's on the bench at the Supreme Court every day that the court sits and has been since March. But one can't really imagine that this man, who's 80 years old, is going to continue much beyond the end of the term. What day he's going to announce his retirement, whether he's going to do it in July or August or the end of June, one can't be sure. But I expect, but this is just speculation, like everybody else, that it'll probably come sometime in the next week or so.
NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg, thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
You're listening to All Things Considered.